Thank you so much. There is incredible darkness and there is incredible light. In Ghana and around the world, we have seen thousands of children like Foley rescued. And more than that, we've seen millions of people ever being exploited in the first place, protected from being exploited in the first place. God is doing a beautiful thing on Lake Volta, but broader than that, across the world. And right now we're going to zoom in a little closer to home. This year marks a really new chapter for IJM. For those of you who are familiar with our work, you'll know this has been a long time coming. We've just recently launched a European anti-trafficking program. So 3 years ago, just before the pandemic, we opened up an office in Romania, and we'd really love you to join us in praying over the beginnings of this new chapter for IJM here in Europe. So in Europe, an estimated 4 million people are trapped in slavery. This isn't something that is just on the other side of the world. It's close. Every council area in Scotland has had a trafficking victim within it. And in Romania, people, it would often be a source country for trafficking victims to be trafficked across Europe. And UK has been one of the top destination countries for the past 7 to 8 years. And they'd be trafficked for labor or sexual exploitation. So when we opened the office 3 years ago, what IJM did is an assessment as to what is already happening. What are the good things that people are doing? Because there's amazing things that people are doing and other charities are doing. And what IJM is doing is trying to work out how can all of those agencies work well together? Because as you can imagine, the nature of Europe and this being a cross-border problem, people are going from authority to authority and often just fall through the gaps. So IJM is trying to bring cohesiveness and partnership to all of the great things that are already happening to ensure that people don't fall through the cracks. Thousands of people are trafficked across Eastern and Central Europe, and I want to just share the story of one that has brought me real hope. This is the first person that we saw brought into freedom through our new European anti-trafficking programs. This is Antonia. She is a 21-year-old single mother from a rural village in Romania. And under the pretense of, you'll see a theme here of deception and lies around jobs, and under the pretense of working in a UK factory packaging goods, Antonia was recruited at 19. And then she was sent to Germany, and then she was sent to the UK, and she was exploited for sex. When she reached the UK, Antonia's documents were taken away from her, and she was forced to engage in prostitution in London. She subsequently became pregnant from a person purchasing sex, and her traffickers tried to force her to have an abortion. She was exploited for 8 months until she had the incredible opportunity, she was incredibly brave, to escape and call her family, who then notified the authorities, who notified IJM. So she was rescued by the London Metropolitan Police, and then IJM met Antonia at the airport and helped her bring safe repatriation back to Romania. Incredibly, Antonia agreed to fly back to London to testify against her perpetrators, and supported by IJM staff, she bravely gave evidence against her perpetrator, and who was subsequently found guilty and sentenced to 12 years in prison for modern slavery offences. And what we've recently celebrated was Antonia was awarded £22,500 compensation, which will transform her life. She now has a safe baby boy, and she owns her home. She's found dignified work, and she's being walked with on her journey to healing. Incredible darkness, incredible light. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend some time now praying over this new project in Romania, but also as it expands across Europe. As you can imagine, with the crisis in Ukraine, there are millions of refugees left displaced. So we're having to escalate our cross-border anti-trafficking program, bringing it forward to ensure that all of those displaced people don't then become trafficking victims that we're having to rescue, but actually we can and build systems that protect them from falling into those cycles in the first place. So we'd love you to join us in praying for that now. We can praise God for four women who were rescued in an operation this summer from sexual exploitation in partnership with IGM and the London Metropolitan Police. Let's pray for those four women on their journeys. And then certain things that we'd love you to pray into for us. The cross-border trafficking program. I don't know if you've ever tried to do forms of partnership within your own workplaces. People are complicated, aren't they? Then imagine that on an organizational scale, and then imagine that cross borders and cross nations. It's a really complicated program that we're trying to get off the ground. So just pray for the Holy Spirit's wisdom in and great partnership that really honors one another and is really for one another. I could pray for the aftercare of the women who stepped into freedom this year. Continue to pray for Antonia and her wee boy. And then also just praying especially for resilience of our partners who are working on the Ukraine-Romanian border, for them to persist in long work. They're weary, and to support refugees who are fleeing the country and help them find dignified, safe work. So we'll do that for the next kind of 8 minutes, and then I'll bring us back together. Thanks so much.